It was standing room only in the packed restaurant, which takes up almost an entire city block near Oakland's Jack London waterfront. Patrons piled their plates high with macaroni and cheese, cornbread, and the barbecue that has made Everett & Jones a local favorite since the 70s. But the barbecue joint was serving up something else, too, Tuesday night. Politics. The packed house eagerly lapped up the first, and perhaps only, debate between the two presidential candidates, which was projected on two giant screens. The event was promoted as a nonpartisan event, but staff and almost all the debate watchers alike made no secret of who they were supporting in the hometown of Vice President Kamala Harris. Everett & Jones co-owner Dottie Moore wore a custom-designed Kamala t-shirt. Local Democratic congressional candidate Latifah Simon made an appearance at the watch party. The event was organized by a coalition of community groups called Protect the House that seeks to engage voter registration and turnout. Chaney Turner is one of the organizers of the event.
This is a beautiful, beautiful turnout of folks who vote, who want to vote, and who actually care about the future of where we're going locally and nationally. So give it up for yourselves for being here tonight.
Turner is the founder of two local outreach groups called Town Biz Oakland and Beyond Equity that sponsored the event. About 10 different community organizations came together to promote it. Their goal is to reach young people of color aged 25 to 35 to register and turn out to vote. One Harris supporter from Oakland, festooned in a bright Aloha shirt, says he appreciates the opportunity to engage with the community.
It was really fantastic to be amongst a diverse community of people of color and really resonate with what Kamala was saying.
But organizers say that while the presidential race is important, it's not the only thing voters need to know about. Sloan is a representative of an arts organization called More Vibes Collective that co-sponsored the event. In her professional life, she works with an interfaith organization called PICO California, specializing in integrated voter engagement. She says she and her collaborators plan to zero in on the next 60 days to mobilize voters around other issues on the ballot.
Our goal with this Protect the House campaign is try to get people to vote down ballot. We really want to make sure that people don't get dissuaded by the presidency, those two top ticket items, and really get our folks to know what's going on down ballot. This election is about more than the president.
Sloan reminds voters that congressional races and ballot measures also impact communities. So getting people to vote is only half the battle. The other half is to get them to engage with the democratic process. The coalition will be organizing more Get Out the Vote events at other Black-owned event spaces in Oakland. It's unclear if Trump and Harris will debate again before Election Day, but Everett & Jones says they are definitely planning to party on election night. I'm Teresa Wears-Bianska, Pacifica News, KPFA.